Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 27th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this week, the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is about a month behind on iPhone 12 production. This means that the iPhone 12 will likely launch later than the usual September window as a result of the coronavirus impacts on the supply chain. Apple is expected to release four new iPhone 12 models this year, one 5.4-inch model, one 6.7-inch model, and two 6.1-inch models. So this means that Apple will be offering its latest flagship devices in smaller and larger form factors, which means bigger changes to the production process. The report goes on to say that delaying production means that Apple's production estimates for the end of 2020 have also fallen as more orders are pushed into 2021. Specifically, Apple has apparently cut build estimates for the July through December period by as much as 20%. The Wall Street Journal is by no means the first publication to report delays for the iPhone 12. Just last week, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said that the iPhone 12 is a month behind schedule. Apple engineers are unable to fly to China right now, so Apple has shifted engineering verification procedures to remote operations. But iterating on the design and production process without being at the factory is taking more time than under normal circumstances. Mass production being pushed back does not necessarily mean that the iPhone 12 release date will also be delayed, but it is a good indicator of that. It's also very likely that we'll see a repeat of the iPhone X and iPhone XR, where Apple announces the phones in September, but customers have to wait a month or two longer before they can actually buy the new devices. Next up, iFixit has shared a detailed teardown of the new iPhone SE, and even information on how you can swap parts between it and the iPhone 8. As we've said many times, the iPhone SE is very similar to the iPhone 8. They both feature 4.7-inch displays, single-lens camera setups on the back, and an almost identical design. As iFixit explains, backwards compatibility between iPhone models was virtually unthinkable until now. The iPhone SE and the iPhone 8 can apparently swap several different parts, including the display assembly with the microphone and proximity sensor, cameras, and the taptic engine. So what this means is you can take the display assembly from the iPhone 8 and use it in the iPhone SE and vice versa. But there are two things worth pointing out. First, you'll lose the display's True Tone functionality unless you have access to Apple's proprietary screen programmer. And secondly, the home buttons are still not interchangeable due to the Touch ID security requirements. And even though the battery looks identical in both the iPhone 8 and the iPhone SE, it's not actually swappable. This is apparently because of different logic board connectors, and keeping with recent policy, you also can't swap one genuine iPhone SE battery for another without triggering a warning from Apple in the Settings app. Ultimately, iFixit praises the backwards compatibility between the iPhone 8 and the new iPhone SE. And while it's good for Apple's manufacturing efforts, it's also useful for repairability, and it should mean cheaper repairs for users. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that just this week launched for the Mac. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill set at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders or take bribes, become a hero or not. Disco Elysium is basically an ode to and an evolution of old-school RPGs like Planescape Torment or Icewind Dale. It's a thought-provoking, groundbreaking game for the mind and the soul, all set to an award-winning soundtrack by British Sea Power. Disco Elysium has been named Game of the Year by PC Gamer, the best PC exclusive by IGN, an absolute must-play by Metacritic, and much more. You can get 25% off Disco Elysium until May 1st as a special Mac launch promo on Steam. Learn more and watch the trailer at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Disco Elysium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Finally, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note detailing Apple's growing AirPods business. According to Kuo, Apple's over-ear headphones will enter mass production in mid-2020, which implies a release sometime in late summer or early fall. This follows a report from Bloomberg last week, which said that Apple's over-ear headphones will feature swappable magnetic parts. Apple is said to have developed at least two variations of the headphones, one using leather fabrics and another with lighter materials more suited for fitness. So much like you swap your Apple Watch bands, you would also be able to swap the materials in your Apple over-ear headphones. Meanwhile, Quo also expects third-generation AirPods to enter mass production during the first half of 2021. These AirPods are expected to switch to a production process that's similar to the AirPods Pro, but the external design of the AirPods themselves is expected to remain the same. Quo adds that second-generation AirPods Pro will enter mass production in late 2021 or early 2022. Again, details here are unknown, but it is notable that we're more than a year away from new AirPods Pro. And finally, Quo also casts doubt on expectations for a new AirPods model coming in the second half of 2020. Supply chain sources such as Digitimes have said that AirPods Pro Lite are coming this year, but Quo says that these are more likely to be a new Beats model, not Apple branded. So to recap, Quo doesn't expect new AirPods at all in 2020, but for the focus instead to be on the upcoming over-ear Apple headphones. And we can expect more news about these throughout the summer and into the fall. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.